This is strongly suggested by the fact that Thucydides juxtaposes Athens at its best and Athens at its worst in his narrative. In Book 2, at the end of the first year of the war, we have one of the most famous passages in Greek literature. It is the funeral speech of Pericles. At the end of the first year of the war, Pericles is called upon by the Athenians to deliver the funeral oration, which is a public speech delivered over the bodies of all the men that have died that year in the war on behalf of the state. The best speaker is called upon to deliver this, and we know from other examples of this genre that the usual style was to give a kind of rehearsal of the great events of the Athenian past. We Athenians beat the Persians. We Athenians beat the Amazons. These Athenians died for us. And so the present and the mythological and historical past are all woven together. Pericles chose to do something different. What he chose to do was to give a speech, according to Thucydides, in which he tried to define what it was about Athens that made Athens worth dying for. So that rather than being simply a hymn to the dead men there at the public burial, it is a hymn to Athens itself. He says, for example, that our constitution is not copied from anyone else's constitution, but rather it is ours and it is copied by others who seek to be as good as us. He says at another point, for example, that the freedom that we enjoy in our government, meaning the autonomy that Athens has in relation to the other Greek states, is also reflected in our private lives. And here we have one of the first articulations of a notion of personal privacy being as important as the freedom of the state. And this is an important point for Pericles because, of course, he's contrasting the Athenians with the Spartans. Not for us, a communal society where the individual is subordinated to the interests of the state, but rather an Athenian model, where the state, in fact, is made up of all of these individuals who themselves enjoy privacy and autonomy in their own lives. This hymn of praise, in fact, to Athens ends with the rather remarkable claim of Pericles saying that we are, in fact, a school for Hellas, a school for Greece. Now, that's a very ambitious claim, to say that you yourselves are the model of all that is best so that all the Greeks look at you. And what is it in that model? It's that they are the democracy and that it is that each individual Athenian is committed to that democracy. In one breathtaking moment in this speech, Pericles turns to the monuments on the Acropolis and he says to the Athenians, you must look upon these monuments every day and you must love Athens until your heart is full with love for her. These words are astonishing. Can you imagine any statesman today turning around and showing you public architecture and saying this is what is meant to trigger off and to inspire your love for this system, namely for this society and culture. But Pericles can do that because for Thucydides, he represents Athens at its absolute finest. And yet, immediately after the funeral oration is over, we then have a description of the plague. And the description of the plague takes us into a seventh circle of hell, if you will. Not only do we get gruesome descriptions of the boils and the pustules and the diarrhea and the other conditions, the physical conditions, as the physical body deteriorates, but very quickly Thucydides moves on into what is much more important here, and that is the moral breakdown of Athenian society that is occasioned by this. Dead bodies were not buried. People were not cared for by their families because no one wanted to be near these people in their sickness. So that there is no possible resistance, either physical or moral, to this breakdown. What we've got here is a startling juxtaposition. And this, I think, is going to be the important lesson for us to take from Thucydides' early description of the war. That is to say that in Athens we have a conflict and a contrast between the very best and the very worst, at war with each other. In our next lecture, we're going to look at the latter part of the war where we see the undoing of Athens in Sicily. But it's important to note that even from the very beginning, Thucydides was aware of the fact that this war represented Athens at its finest and at its very worst.